Let's get you up to date, as you do every time at This Week on a Wednesday. We bring you some gadget news, joined live on the line by Fevzi Turkalp, who is, of course, a.k.a. the Gadget Detective. Hi there, Gadget Detective.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Lovely to have you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us here on Talk TV. Now, you've got some gadgets for us, because, of course, you are a gadget detective. Where do you want to start? Which one do you want to start with?
Okay, I thought we could start with there's a very unusual smartphone. So there's not really a lot new in smartphones these days. You buy an Apple, you get a slightly better Apple each year. You buy an Android phone, you get a slightly better Android phone. But one thing that they all have in common is that they're hard to repair and they leak data to people, and particularly with the Android phone. So this phone, first of all, what is it called? It's called the Murena Fairphone 4.
It's not a snappy name, is it?
No. Well, I'll tell you, it's actually a conjunction. The original phone was just called the Fairphone 4, and it's made by a Dutch company called Fairphone, hence Fairphone 4. Murena, M-U-R-E-N-A, is a French company that's taken that phone. So the phone, in terms of its hardware, that's the bit that gives you the repairability, the modularity, the sustainable credentials, you know. But what they've done to it is they've de-Googled it. They've done another version of Android. So Android is the operating system produced by Google, and it's given free of charge to people who make handsets, the likes of Samsung, for example. Well, you know, why do Google do this? It is not out of the kindness of their heart. They do that because there's a deal. The deal is we give you Android for free. You only install it with all of our apps built into it, and all those apps phone home and tell us all about how the user is using their phone, irrespective of what apps you then put on it yourself. It's reporting where you are, when you're communicating, who you're communicating with, are you walking, are you sitting, are you lying, all these things. And that's the deal. So Google then takes that information and it monetizes it. Hence, that's their business model. So what Murena have done is they've taken the Fairphone, they've taken a version of Android and they've done what's called forking it. And I'll say that word carefully. They've forked the version of Android. That means that they've taken it and they've modified the code. They've found the bits of code where it phones home, if you know what I mean, where it reports telemetry information about you, where it sends that information to Google, and they've chopped it out.
Well, won't Google be annoyed by this? Won't Google say, well, hang on, you can only use our operating system on the proviso that we get this data sent to us, and if you're going to chop it and change it, we're going to renege on that deal?
Yeah, it's not clear to me how much Android own of it themselves, because I think that, you know, it's based upon some open source code. So I think that they are able to do that. And so this forked version is called EOS, not iOS like for Apple, but EOS. And it has these additional credentials of everything is de-Googled. So it works like a Google phone because, it's based on the Android. You can still use the normal App Store if you want to, but bear in mind, if you install any of the apps on the App Store, you will be giving them certain permissions to spy on you again. So what Murena have done is they've created a separate App Store and a separate cloud service. So if you go for the apps in the separate App Store, I think it's called the App Lounge, then all the software there is, again, open source software. So if you're worried that it might be spying on you, people can actually look at the code and see whether or not it is. So you have the ability to have a phone with all these credentials. But it's worth talking about, you know, what do we mean by a modular phone and why is it more repairable? Most smartphones now, they're glued shut. And they're even a hell of a job to just get them open. You have to use, you know, guitar picks and hair dryers to try and soften the glue and all the rest of that. And then when you do, you can't really do anything there. The battery is not easily replaceable. Everything is, you know, locked down in a way you can't repair it. So a typical smartphone would have a repairability rating of maybe 2 or 3 out of 10. This device from iFixit, who measures repairability, they've given it a 10 out of 10. You can pop the back off this phone. You can just use your finger.
Well, it actually says on their website, no part of the Fairphone is glued shut, so you can choose to easily repair it yourself with a standard screwdriver.
Yeah, it's amazing. So first of all, you can pop the back off and change the battery. So that's great for when your battery's been recharged too many times and it doesn't hold its charge. But also you could just get a second battery and take it with you and just swap it in if you needed to. But it's more than that. The camera modules are modular. So let's say your camera goes on the fritz. You can just buy a new module for a few dollars, pop it in, and away you go. And it also gives you the opportunity, at least, for when a better camera module is produced, you can upgrade the camera inside your smartphone. Another example is one of the most common points of failure in a smartphone is the charging socket, because there's a lot of torsional stress where you plug your little cable in, assuming you're not doing wireless charging. And over time, that charging socket tends to get damaged, and then the phone can't charge, and then you've got repair costs. With this one, when you pop the back open, the charging socket just pops out. You can just pull it out and pop another charging socket. Mirena have said that they'll support this phone for 5 years. They're giving a five-year warranty with it. But in addition to that, they're going to do monthly updates for at least 5 years. And that's one of the problems, particularly with Android phones, is that you often get a phone and you'd be lucky if you get a year or two worth of updates. For some phones, you get nothing at all.
That is good. So if you're on a bit more of a budget, although it's like £550 to buy it, it's more of a long-term, you know, it's £100 a year over 5 years, rather than having to change it every year for £700 or £800. Okay, let's move on to the next gadget that you've got. This is the Withings Body Composition Assessment Smart Scale. Now, so, can you hear something in my voice, Trevzy? I tell you what you can hear in my voice. That is the sound of a crestfallen man, because I own one of these. I own a Withings Body Comp Complete Body Assessment Smart Scale with the Health Plus subscription. And you know, you're quite right. You get on this guy. I think this is the updated version that you're talking about now. I've got one from a year or two ago. And you get on it, and it gives you your weight, and it gives you your sort of the amount of water in your system, your muscle mass, your fat percentage, you know, absolutely everything. You can get it in kilos, you can get it in pounds. It does absolutely everything on this scale. And I have to say, it's one of the most depressing experiences of my life when I get on this scale, because I've not just got the weight then to worry about. It tells me all the other aspects of my body composition that I'd really rather not know.
Yeah. So I mean, you make a good and interesting point. I guess it depends on how you view these things. So when I view it, I find that being able to measure something and see it and get a graphical representation of it, because it broadcasts everything that you do to the app. And by the way, I've noticed that, I don't think it's on this model, but on the new model, there's a setting where you don't show the weight on the screen. It just goes discreetly to your app and no one else has to see it. So if you're in a position where someone can look over one's shoulder, it can't. But for me,
oh no, my husband knows better. He knows that I lock the door and generally lock him out the front door if I plan on getting on the scales, and he knows not to come home for 3 hours afterwards. So we haven't got that worry in my household.
Yeah, but my the way I've approached it and the way it's interacted with me is that when I know I can see, you know, particularly when I can see it in a graphical form, I can see how my weight is changing. It's up to me. I can decide not to do anything about that, or I can make even small changes, and I can see over time that will stop the increase in weight and eventually start bringing it down. Then equally, you get a real sense of achievement. It almost sort of gamifies the process of looking after yourself.
Yeah, you know, I think I do see the benefits in that, and you know, I'm being a little bit flippant, but what I will say is that it is all well and good when the graph's going down. It's just not as fun when you've got a graph.
Well, then you just stop weighing yourself and you put it on eBay at that point, I suppose.
That's what you have to do. But it's the same with all of it. Like, MyFitnessPal is brilliant while the graph's going down on there and it's showing you losing weight. But when the graph's going back up,
I'll say two things about this one. So this one's called the Withings Body Comp. Withings is a French company, by the way, and they make quite sort of stylish and innovative products. For a while, they were part of Nokia Health. Nokia bought them, and then they bought themselves back out because they didn't like being part of Nokia. But in addition to what you've said, you know, the full body composition, weight, muscle mass, fat mass, percentage, water, bone mass, all of that, it does a cardiovascular assessment and a nerve assessment. The cardiovascular assessment gives you something called your vascular age. And what it does is it uses a technology which is quite advanced called pulse wave technology. And it's based on the fact that if you send a wave down a blood vessel, it will travel at a speed depending on how hard your blood vessel is. If you've got a hardened blood vessel, the wave travels more quickly because there's no give in the walls. You know, all the energy goes into the wave bouncing off the edges and rapidly going. So you can see whether you're heading towards sort of hardened arteries and so forth. So that's useful to know if you want to know. The other thing is it does a nerve health assessment. So there's certain diseases like diabetes and stuff where people get neuropathy, where the nerves at their extremities, including their feet, start to die, go numb. And this can spot the early signs of that as well.
Okay, so it's got those benefits. Listen, we've got 30 seconds left for your final one, which is an analog monosynthesizer. It's called the Moog Mavis.
Yeah.
30 seconds, sell it to us.
So Moog, named after Robert Moog, one of the founders of the synthesizer movement from the 60s and 70s, always expensive. They've made this... a Moog synthesizer typically costs thousands of pounds. This thing costs about 300-some pounds. It comes in kit form, no soldering required. You snap it together. I've got a little bit of a sound effect if you want to hear it.
Okay, go on.
So it makes that sort of noise. Can you hear that?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I think, sadly, though, that's the noise my withings makes when I get on it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's precisely the noise it makes. Listen, good to talk to you. Thank you, Fevzi Turkup, our gadget detective. Thanks for taking the time, all of those gadgets, this evening.